Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of the most hype, crowd-moving moments in jungle and drum and bass, the rewind. If you've ever heard a tune drop, then suddenly get pulled back like the DJ just grabbed the record and said, "Nah, run that again." That's the energy we're building here. And in Ableton Live 12, even as a beginner, you can make that moment feel real, musical, and properly junglist. We're focusing on a vocal-led rewind section with jungle swing, a hard stop, and a bigger return into the drop. Think of it as a call and response between the MC-style vocal and the drums. The vocal calls the crowd in, the break answers, and then the rewind hits like a reset button with attitude. Let's set up the project first. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to 174 BPM. That sits right in the classic jungle and EDNB zone, and it gives the whole arrangement that fast, urgent feel. Create four simple tracks. One for vocals, one for drums, one for bass, and one for effects or rewind sounds. We're keeping this session simple on purpose. When you're learning arrangement in EDNB, too many tracks can hide the important stuff. The rewind moment works best when every part has a job. Now let's choose a vocal. You want something short and direct. 1 to 4 words is ideal. Think rewind, pull up, come again, hold tight, or ready now. If you record your own voice, don't worry about making it too polished. In jungle, a bit of roughness is a good thing. It feels more alive, more like a real MC moment, more like something that happened in the room. Drag the vocal into an audio track and turn warp on. If it's a short, punchy phrase, beats mode often works nicely. If it's a slightly longer phrase, Complex Pro can help, but use it only if you need it. Now tighten the timing so the main word lands right on the beat. That's really important. In this style, the vocal isn't floating around casually. It's acting like a signal. A quick beginner tip here, trim the clip so the phrase feels snappy, then add a very small fades at the start and end, just enough to avoid clicks. Keep the clip gain controlled too. Start around -6 to -10 dB, then adjust from there. Now shape the vocal so it sits in the mix. On the vocal track, add EQ 8 first. High pass the low end somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so you get rid of rumble and mud. If the vocal sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, you can take a little out around 2.5 to 5 Hz. Keep it clean enough to understand, but not so polished that it loses character. Next, add saturator. Just a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, with soft clip on. This gives the vocal some edge and helps it feel more like an MC shout than a pop vocal. Then add compressor. You don't need to squash it hard. Just a bit of control, maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction, with a moderate ratio. The goal is to keep the vocal steady and upfront. If you want a bit of space, add echo or delay, but keep it tasteful. Short feedback, filtered repeats, and not too much wet signal. The repeats should sit behind the main phrase, not fight it. Now for the groove. This is where the jungle swing comes alive. Add a breakbeat loop or build a simple drum pattern with kick, snare, ghost snare or rim, hats, and maybe the chopped break layer. If you're using a break loop, warp it to the project tempo and listen for the parts that feel strongest, especially the snare hits and ghost notes. Those little details are what give jungle its movement. If you're programming drums in MIDI, keep it simple. A solid kick, a punchy snare, some lighter ghost hits, and hats that don't sit perfectly robotic. The groove should lean, not lock down like a machine. Now open the groove pool and try a little swing. You don't need to overdo it. A setting around 55 to 60% swing is often enough. Add only a small amount of timing variation and maybe a tiny bit of random movement. The idea is to make it feel human and danceable, not sloppy. This part matters a lot. The rewind moment hits harder when the groove already has motion. If the beat is too rigid, the stop just feels like a technical edit. If the beat swings, the rewind feels like you've interrupted something alive. To thicken the drums, try drum bus on the drum group. A little drive, a little boom if needed, and keep the hats crisp. Then add glue compressor lightly, just enough to hold the kit together. Again, don't crush it. You want energy and bounce, not a flat drum bus. Now let's arrange the vocal, with the drums in a call and response shape. Start with the vocal on its own, or with only a sparse percussion hit underneath it. Then bring the break in under the vocal. Then maybe repeat or chop the phrase so it answers the groove. You can think of it like this. The vocal says something, the drums respond, and then everything locks together. A really useful move here is to duplicate your vocal clip. Make one version longer and more open, and one version shorter and more chopped. Use the chopped version right before the rewind. That tightening effect builds tension, without needing a huge amount of sound design. You can also automate a little delay throw on the last word. Raise the feedback briefly or let one final repeat hang in the air. That's especially effective on a phrase like pull up or rewind, because it starts to feel like a live dub moment. Now we get to the core of the lesson, the rewind. The rewind should feel intentional, not random. It's not just stop everything because we can. It should feel like a phrase ending, like a section has reached its peak and now the energy is being pulled back for a bigger return. At the end of the phrase, cut the drums and bass hard. You can leave a little vocal tail if it helps the moment breathe, but keep it short. Then add a rewind-style transition. In Ableton, a simple way to do this is to use a combination of reverse audio, filter movement, and a sudden drop in volume. On your FX or rewind track, add auto filter, reverb, echo, and utility. Start automating the cutoff down quickly, bring the reverb up briefly on the vocal tail, and pull the utility gain down to make the energy collapse for a moment. A strong trick is to use a reversed snare or reversed vocal chop right before the return. That gives the ear a physical pullback feeling. It's a small detail, but it really sells the rewind. You can also create a tiny moment of silence. Don't be afraid of space. In Jungle and DNB, a split-second gap can hit harder than another layer of sound. That little pocket makes the return feel massive. Now let's make the return bigger. When the drop comes back, the drums and bass need to feel more focused and more aggressive than before. That contrast is the whole point. If the second hit feels the same as the first, the rewind loses its power. For bass, a beginner-friendly approach is to use a clean sub, maybe from operator or analog, and then layer a slightly dirtier mid bass on top. Keep the sub mono with utility. Let the mid layer have some saturation, but cut unnecessary low end so it doesn't cloud the mix. Right before the return, give the listener a small gap. Then let the first strong beat land with kick, snare, and bass together. That contrast between silence and impact is what makes the comeback feel heavy. A few mix tips while we're here. Make sure the vocal can still be understood during the build-up. If the bass is masking it, ease the bass down a little during the important vocal moment. Keep the drums strong, but don't let the snare bury the call. The crowd needs to hear the cue before the rewind hits. Also think in phrases. A lot of DNB arrangements work best in 8-bar or 16-bar chunks. So you might have 8 bars of intro, 8 bars of vocal and groove build, one rewind moment, then 8 bars of drop return. That phrasing makes the whole section feel deliberate and DJ-friendly. Here's a useful mindset. Ask yourself whether this would work in a Riedel set. Would a crowd react to it? Does it feel like a proper moment? Or just like an edit in a DAW? That question keeps the arrangement musical. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the rewind too long. If it drags on, the energy dies. Often 1/4 bar to 1 bar is enough. Don't use a vocal that's too busy either. Short and sharp usually wins here. Also, don't quantize everything so tightly that the swing disappears. Jungle needs some breath. Let the break feel alive. And make sure the return is actually bigger than the setup. Add a fill. Sharpen the accent, or create a little more contrast before the drop comes back. If you want to push this into a darker or heavier DNB direction, try adding a bit more attitude to the vocal. A slightly distorted pull-up can hit really hard. You can also layer a very quiet noise swell, vinyl hiss, or crowd texture under the rewind to make it feel more live. Just keep it subtle. Here is a good beginner practice exercise. Set up a project at 174 BPM. Record or drop in a short vocal like rewind or pull up. Build a simple break with swing. Make a 4-bar section where the vocal leads into the groove. Then at the end of bar 4, automate a drum dip. Close the filter, add a short reverb tail, and place one reverse sound before the drop returns. Bring everything back on the next downbeat. If you want the challenge version, make 2 takes, one with a classic clean rewind, and one with more chopped vocals, heavier FX, and a slightly longer silence before the return. Listen back and compare which one feels more like a real junglist moment. So the big takeaway is this. The rewind works because it combines a commanding vocal, a swinging break, and a clean stop and return structure. Keep the vocal short, let the groove breathe, and make the return hit harder than the setup. Use stock Ableton tools like EQ8, Saturator, Compressor, Echo, Drum Bus, Utility, and Auto Filter, and you've already got everything you need to make a proper rewind moment. That's the vibe. Short cue, swinging break, hard stop, bigger comeback, classic jungle energy, built inside Ableton Live 12.